church for the last 5 years, and I never got to sing with Mom. I'm just getting ready to record it.
Thank you. Right. And now, if it is possible to gather those kids that we were talking about earlier, this is the time. Oh, no.
Katie, beautiful Katie, you're the only girl that I adore. When the moon shines over the cow shed, I'll be waiting at your kitchen door. Next one.
Brianna's got a good memory.
Little Sirecco, how do you do? Hello. Hello, little Sirecco, I'm oh so blue. Won't you come over and play? You're a sweet little fella, I could tell by your voice, but you're only so far away. Okay,
the younger one remembers the song, the older one doesn't. She spent more time.
Oh, little playmate, won't you come play with me and bring your dollies free? Climb up my apple tree, holly down my rain barrel, slide down my cellar door, and we'll be jolly friends forevermore. It was a sunny day. She couldn't come out to play. Little me, oh my. Something I can't reply. Oh, little playmate, won't you come out with me? Wait. My dolly's got the flu. Boo hoo 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 hoo. Can't. I forgot. Brain fart. I don't wanna play in your yard. You don't like me anymore. You can't holler down my rain barrel. You can't slide down my cellar door. I don't wanna play in your yard if you won't be nice to me. What else is there?
The tree. Don't. Sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. No, no. Don't sit under the apple tree with anybody else but me till I come marching home. Little Tommy. Did we do three?
We already did that one.
Did we do three?
Yeah, we did like four.
Okay. There was four.
Yeah, that's all I remember. Thank you. Good job.
Good job, honey.
All right, so now Samuel's going to come. Did I get it? Did I mix up? Oh, never mind. Samuel's not going to come. I messed up the order, which, I mean, fitting. Joanne heard me mess up the order a number of times. So His Kind of Love, which is one that Joanne used to sing. She used to sing this every Easter. And Easter would start to approach, and I would be lining up people to sing specials. And Joanne would come up to me, and she'd say, I'm singing on Easter. Like, yep, you're singing on Easter, Joanne. And this is the song she would sing for us every Easter.
So he completed the earthly task he had begun. He let this old world have its way for one dark and tragic day to bring us one. perfect law, his kind of love. I can almost feel the heavens shuddering still, standing helpless, watching Jesus climb that hill, asking how from that one man perfect love makes no demand. He walked in love, perfect love, his kindness love. It wasn't nails that held Jesus to the cross. It was his love for us that made him pay the cost. And how the angels must have cried, standing helpless while he died to bring us love, perfect love, his kind of love. It was a nail that held Jesus to the cross. It was his life for us that made him pay the cost. And how the angels must have cried, watching helpless as he died to bring us love, perfect love, his kind of love. It is finished, those were the last words heard spoken from the body. But condemned by man the judge, accepting judgment without one grudge, to bring us love, perfect love, his kind of love.
What it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I will do is forever worship you. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? To my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. Yeah, surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? To my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. I can only imagine, yeah, I can only imagine. I can only imagine when all I will do is forever worship you. I can only imagine.
Thank you, Sam.
All right, so the next song we're going to sing is one that we used to ask for requests of hymns, especially during the evening services. And if we asked, and Joanne was here, you could count on her raising her hand and requesting number 567 in our hymn books. The song is Till the Storm Passes By. And there was talk at one time about this being a men's song. So if there are any other men out there who know the song and can sing and want to sing, we're taking volunteers.
Tyler?
We're taking volunteers or people that are pressed into it by. Volunteers or whoever Kelly insists has to sing this morning. That's true. She would have no doubt made everybody come up and sing.
Precious Lord, hear my cry. and thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. Many times Satan whispered, there is no use to try, for there's no end of sorrow, there's no hope by and by. But I know thou art with me, and tomorrow I'll rise where the storms never darken the skies. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed all that singing. Now comes the boring part. Okay. I did have a little song up here, I can only imagine, because I had that as a backup plan. And I want to say thank you for Samuel, because he's been on a 36-hour wake-up. He's only had a handful of hours of sleep. And he worked last night, midnight, after. And then he was at a revival before that, and then the night before he was working at night. So he's going to crash here this afternoon, but he's still got to go to work tonight. So pray that he makes it in okay. And glad that he was able to be here. And glad it was able, Julie, she hasn't played that long on the piano in a while, being up here. So we're glad that she was able to be here. I'm glad you're here. This is a memorial service for Miss Joanne, and today we've gathered together as a family of God, as a family of hers, to celebrate, to laugh and cry, and remember the life of Joanne. She gave us all something to remember her by. She definitely has a legacy through her family, and through the things that she did and some of the things she said and some of the folk songs that her children sing. And we all should be privileged and say, if she was here, I'm glad that you were born. And mostly, I'm glad that God allowed us to participate in her life. She was a very special young lady of our church, and she kept us going, kept us on our heels. And I believe Joanne would want us to celebrate her life. But more importantly, I think she would want us to celebrate the fact of why she lived. And that was because of Jesus Christ. I remember when the Free Will Baptist wouldn't say, well, I mean, we bought this church about 14 years ago or so, and the Nazarene Church was still having worship services here. And we bought it in January, and we allowed the Nazarene Church to continue to worship here, and they worshiped in the back, and we worshiped here in the main auditorium. And we have a picture of Dave's dad out on the hallway, and he would always stand at the door and greet everybody. And he didn't know who was coming to our church or who was the Nazarene church. He just greeted everybody. And he had a wonderful smile and a wonderful personality. He was a great guy for that particular position that he held, and that was greeting people at a door. And after the Nazarene church finally closed their part and they went on, she said, this is her words, "That man kept smiling at me and being friendly to me, and I just had to try them out." And so she said, "I'm going to come in and try that church out." And so she did, and she never left. And we're glad that she did. She was a person that she knew that she was uniquely formed by God, made by Him, and she worshiped Him and sang about His life. And so I think today, if she wanted us to look at her life, one thing that she would not want us to do is to look back and regret. Regret whatever it was that we did or did not do, or we didn't have more time with her. She would want us to look forward to the day that we would cross that river as she did and greet her on the other side. And not only her, but her Savior, her Lord, her Master, her Creator. She would want us to continue on this life, to live, and not just live, but live for Christ. I think she would not want us to be at odds. She would not want us to fight and fuss. She would not want us to be separated, but rather she'd want us to be together as a family. She definitely would want us to be on time when we gather together. She would want us to love one another. She'd want us to fellowship and support each other when we're down and when somebody needs something. She would not want us to look at the flaws of and the shortcomings of each other or to judge one another. She would want us to look at the potential and the opportunity that everyone has through Jesus Christ and that God affords every human being. I think she would want us to know that she prayed. She prayed not only for, she knew her own flaws. She testified of them openly. She was a great New Yorker. She was proud of who she was and what she did and how she thought. She was very forward in her thinking, you know that. And nothing was private, and she would pray for her shortcomings, but she would also pray for her family. Her heart's desire was to see her family in church and to see them saved and on their way to heaven. She would probably say something like this. She would want you to give your heart to Christ, attend church, raise a good family, and by all means, love the children. She was one that she loved children. She loved the children's church. And of all the people in the world, she would want you to pay attention to the kids and make sure that they got everything. And I think she would say this to me personally if she was here. She would say, "Remember Kiss." And that's not the rock song. And it would not be "Keep It Simple." She would say, "Keep It Short." So with that, I conclude with these words that I think are a testimony of Joanne. A song very familiar to all of us. "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. For many dangers and toils and snares I have already come. 'Tis grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace led me home. And she would want grace to be a part of your life. Matter of fact, we can't make it without grace. In Psalms 84 and verse number 11, the Bible says this, "For the Lord God is a sun and a shield, and the Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee." And if you trust in Jesus, you can be sure you'll make it home. And all you have to do is put your life into his life and say, "I trust you, Lord. Come into my heart and save me. And I will live for you the rest of my days." And you can go to the same place Joanne is and many others in heaven. And I kind of got off line here, but I did it on purpose. I'm going to play this song. And if you need to come to the altar and pray, please do.
Tell me what does it look like in heaven? Is it peaceful? Is it free like they say? Does the sun shine bright forever? Have your fears and your pain gone away?
I'll bet it's
eyes up in heaven since you arrived. Since you arrived.
And I'm going to offer a word of prayer in closing, and I'm going to pray for you, and I'm going to pray for the food. And then after I pray, I'm going to ask Kelly to come up and light this candle. It's one of the things we've gotten. And then I'm going to play the presentation for all the family. And you can sit here and watch and enjoy. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for today and the blessings you've given to us. God, we thank you for the life of Joanne, how that you molded her and created her. I know even now she's thankful for your grace and love and mercy that you gave to her, for she's with you. And God, I pray that your spirit would fall upon the family in this place and other people that knew her. Lord, they had to know that she had faith in you, and I pray that you would instill in them a faith, a confidence, the fact that you are alive and real. And Lord, I pray that if there's someone who doesn't know you today, that they would ask you into their heart and you would save them. I pray that you'd forgive us all of our shortcomings, our failures. This is just a reminder that life is short. We're like flowers that grow up in the morning and in the evening they're cut down. Our life is a vapor. Comes in, goes out. And Lord, I pray that you would help us to redeem the time that we have. We don't know how long we have in this life. But Lord, I pray that we would live them fully for you. In Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray that you'd ask the blessings upon the food that we're about to partake in the fellowship. We thank you for the hands that prepared it and those have come to eat it. And Lord, I pray that you would bless their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.